Maharanayim is a very deep sefer, and he's going to share with us a very deep concept over here, which needs a lot of explanation, and that is the sugya based on the pasuk Ish al digloi ba'oisa is lebeis avoisa. In other words, every man on his flag ba'oisa is lebeis avoisa. He explains to us the following yisod. Have you ever heard of who? Sit down, have a seat. Don't worry, relax. He deals with the concept of the idea of what we call Avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. Have you ever heard of that? It's a very important, very deep concept which you'll see brought all over. And that is the idea of Avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. And what does that mean? The Avos HaKadosh Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were called the Merkava to the Shekhinah. What is the word Merkava? The word Merkava means a rider. Compared to an animal, when you ride on an animal. When you ride on an animal, you ride on a donkey. The donkey's got no idea where he's going. And he couldn't care where he's going. It's not that the donkey has one, he wants to go this way and you want to go that way and there's a dispute, but you win anyways because you've got a big whip in your hand. A donkey is bottled, completely subordinate, subservient to the one that's riding on it. Right? He gets a patch on his right cheek, he goes this way. On his left cheek, he goes that way. He's completely bottled to the one above him. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos HaKadosh, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were a Merkava for the Shekhinah, meaning that the Shekhinah rested upon them, which means that they didn't have their own ideas, they didn't have their own Ritzoinus, they didn't have their own Taivus, but yet the Torah stood in the way, and therefore they were prepared to do away with their own Taivus for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't that way with the Avodah of the Avos. Avos HaKadosh, whatever Ratzon Hashem was, that was automatically what they wanted. That was automatically their Ratzon. Just like the animal has none of its own will or desires, the Avos HaKadosh had none of their own desires. Their desires were automatically the desires of the Shekhinah. Gemara 9. Kvan lo yida sheha Avos heinein amarkova. V'chol echad, each person, al yidei bechinas Avos sheboy, each person through the bechina of Avos that he has, who Merkava? Every person through the Bechinas Avos is a Merkava. What does that mean? That means that each person has an part of the Avos. We say, "My say Avos Simon Labanim." See, we all have part of the Avos, which means that we all have in us a certain part of us that really wants to do Ratzon Hashem, right? And really, whatever Hashem wants, we automatically want. Where are we different to the Avos? Very simple. The Avos HaKadosh didn't only want to do automatically what Hashem did, they did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do automatically. We have something in us from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We want to do automatically, whatever we know Ratzon Hashem is, every Jew really wants to do Ratzon Hashem, naturally. That's what we have from the Avos. But what we don't have from the Avos is that they went ahead and did it automatically. And by us, from what we want to do until we actually go ahead and do it, is we have a couple of stumbling blocks on the way. So Ela Shahabonim Heim Bechinas Kare Davua. We're the Bechina of the legs of the Avos HaKadosh, which means the following. You can have a strong will to go somewhere. If your legs don't take you there, you won't get there. Right? A person has in his mind he wants to get somewhere. If his legs don't take him there, he's not gonna go, he's not gonna end up going there. It's the same thing over here. The Avos HaKadosh, they from head to toe were all the Merkavas. So they did everything for Ratzon Hashem. But we have what's called the Bechina of Kare Davur. We have what's called the Bechina of Kare Davur. Kare Davur means the Bechina of the leg of the Avos HaKadosh. And therefore, the legs. And the legs don't always take a person where he wants to go. But Tzorech Shiheha Merkava B'Shleimus. So what do we have? So because it's not easy for us naturally to do automatically what Ratzon Hashem is, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah is called Aseres HaDibros. Lashon Dibor, says the Maranaim, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the Perek in Tehillim that we recite before Tekiyas Shofar seven times, Lama Tzeach Livnei Koyach Mizmor, Kol Ha'amim Yom Tikul Chof Ariv Lekim Bekoy Rino. So then the pasuk says, Yad Be'er Amim Tachteinu. Yadber is the Lashon of Dibor, and that means that they should be suppressed by us, that we should rule on top of them. The Lashon of Dibor is the Lashon of ruling in Chazal, in Tanakh. So when we talk about Aseres HaDibros, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana that's called Dibris. Dibris means that there's a certain koyach in us that we have to do what anyways what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, even if we don't want to do it. So there's two parts of us. There's a part of us that we said comes from the office, Heinein HaMerkava, that we don't need to be forced into wanting to do it, because every Jew... Reitzani, excellent. Every Jew wants really to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for that you need the Hanhagah, in order that we should actually carry out the Ratzon Hashem. The Avos HaKadosh didn't need Aseres HaDibros. Maharanaim explains over here that Avraham Avinu kept the Torah before Hashem gave us the Torah. He didn't need the Torah to be given the Torah. He kept the Torah without it. We need Dibros because we need a Koyach that forces us. Like the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. When the Rambam says a man, a get me'usha, or a person that doesn't want to give a certain get to his wife, so they used to force him, makinoi sacheyim and roitzani. Ask the Rambam, what's the point of makinoi? Say the Torah says, if you give him a few pech, then it'll come out what he really wants to do. And what does he really want to do? He wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. So these are the two parts that every Jew has inside him. The Ratzon of the Avos, and we really do want to do it, but we still need a bit of Hanhaga to force us to do it. And that's the Bechin of Aseres HaDibros. But what is the Tachlis? What is the Tachlis? The Tachlis is that a Yid should get to the point where he should naturally do what he naturally wants to do. He should naturally go ahead and do everything that he really wants to do, meaning everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So we know that the Avos Hein Heinam Rakava that we just said before, Avos Hein Heinam Rakava means that the Avos were automatically doing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do automatically. Right? David HaMelech is the Bechina in Kabbalah. He's called the regular Revi Shadar Makov. David HaMelech is the regular Revi. What does it mean that David HaMelech is the regular Revi? There's an unbelievable Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perikof Yotes, Chashavti Derochai, I thought of going somewhere. Voshiva Raglai, you helped it. Oh, very good. And my legs took me to the Beis HaMikdash. What is David HaMelech? What's the point of David HaMelech to bring that away? Everybody wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Not everybody's legs naturally take them there to the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech says, Choshavti drachai. Even if I thought of going somewhere else, Oshiva Ragla Reitesach. Which means he was the regular Revi Shemer HaKova. He was the extension of the Avos. The Avos, the chelet that we have in us from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is naturally to want to do everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. But who takes us there? Who ensures that our legs should take us there? That is David HaMelech. He was a king. He was a manhig. He was a king. That's the Hanhoga. That's the Dibrois, the Yad Be'amim Tachtenu that we have from David HaMelech. These are the two parts of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Moranayim says over here. V'nikra Dibur, Lashon Hanhoga, Yad Be'amim Tachtenu, Shalidea Dibur, through the Dibur, Misnaik HaKoel, everything runs, everything works. Now, Tzrichin Shi Kansu the Madregas Ovis. It's necessary for a person to want to enter into the Madregas Ovis. Ka'omo, like it says, Beleke Avram, Beleke Yitzchak, Beleke Yaakov. V'zeu Ish Al Digloi Bo'isais. That's the Pshat, the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. That every person can come through Oisis, meaning through the Oisis of Torah, Lebeis Avoisam, meaning to the level of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the Maranayim has taught us the most unbelievable thing. Each and every, let's try to bring it down to a practical level, bring down from the lofty Avos Hein Heinam Rakava to a practical level. What does a person do if he doesn't have Cheshit to learn? So according to the Maranayim, it says over here, there's two parts. Inside us, of course we want to learn. And inside us, all we want to do is to learn and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's tough. Not always our legs are going to take us to the basic level, which means not always do we feel that we're able to put into action what we really want to do. Sometimes we get stuck on the way. What should a person do? He should look at Torah as being a Yad Beram, as being an Hagar. Which means, you have no choice in the matter. Even though you want to go somewhere else, you have to force yourself to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And then you open the Gemara and you have no Cheshek. So you begin by forcing yourself. After you force yourself for a short period of time, what's going to happen to you? And then you'll connect to that part of you that always wanted to do it, and then it'll start flowing. And then you anyways want to do it. It's like the difference between a guy in the first year of yeshiva and the second year of yeshiva. First year of yeshiva, everybody has his ups and downs, right? Because you really want it, you came to Eretz Yisrael to learn, but it's a change, you have other nisyonos, you've got other things, other distractions. So the first year of yeshiva is always all about forcing yourself, you know, you don't enjoy it. But eventually, it develops into like a cruise. Eventually you get into the learning, eventually you just start. The second year of learning, the third you just feel that you're just starting to learn and you just enjoy it so much. What happened? Where was that transition? That transition was a transition from Dovra Melech to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. From the transition of Yadber, where you're being ruled over and you have to do it, to the part where we feel Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov inside us that naturally wants to do it. And that's like a child. A child when he's young, so you've got to be strict with him. Why do you have to be strict with a child when he's young? So that when he grows older, he should do it naturally. But if you don't force him to do it when he's young, so he's not going to do it. That's how every person works. There's a chelik that we know what we want to do, but we can't actually do it. And that's pshat ishal diglu ba'osis the base of oisim. We have to use the oisis of Torah. We have to use the oisis of Torah to get us back to the base of oisim. And that's how incredible why we see the idea of Chag HaShavuos, even though really Chag HaShavuos is really cool, as we discussed last week, is kulei ahava, kulei love from HaKadosh Baruch to Klal Yisrael. It's all about the love. But yet, Ma'ad HaSinai was Gvura. Right? We say, Anoichi b'lai yilachon ha'priya ha'gvura shamanu. We heard Koila is a brokim, and it was very scary. You know, HaKadosh Baruch took HaSinai and put it over us like a barrel and threatened us. If you don't accept the Torah, Arim, what was it? Was it ahava? Was it here? What was going on over there? And the answer is, that's the Nekudah. The Nekudah is, our father was Ahava. Our father was Ahava. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show us in these initial stages of Kabbalah Satorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that I first have to enforce it on you. You first need Aseres HaDibros. You first need Yad Beram Tachteinu. You first need me to rule over you to make sure you keep the Torah. But I guarantee you, Klal Yisrael, that once you start keeping the Torah anyways, even out of force, you'll get to that point where you'll feel the natural inclination, the natural taiva to Torah. And that's pshat in the pasuk, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, toirosi al tazoivu. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem means Torah is good, just do it. You don't understand why it's good, you don't see what's so special about Torah at the beginning, at the initial stages of learning. Meanwhile, just do it. What's the end of the pasuk? Toirosi al tazoivu. At the end of the day, you're going to see that you won't want to leave it. It's going to be like, it's going to be a drug. You're going to feel the Avi, you're going to feel the Taina. That's how Ruchnius works, in exactly the opposite of Gashmius. Gashmius isn't difficult in the initial stages. Right? Nobody needs to fight with himself for Gashmius to get Taivas. You need to fight with yourself to go away from them. But to be drawn towards them, nobody has a Melchemes HaYetzif. And nevertheless, once a person starts indulging in it, he doesn't like it anymore. The more he indulges in it, the more he gets sickening to it, the more he doesn't enjoy it anymore. Learning the Torah is just the opposite. Force yourself in the beginning. Remember that we accepted the Torah of Yagvur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatened us. We said Nasa Benishma. Famous Kasha Toises. We said Nasa Benishma. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to threaten us? And the answer is, you have to begin by forcing. And once you begin by forcing, is then you see eventually you get to the Mardikah. So Mamish, it's like two opposites that we're preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. On one hand, we're preparing ourselves for Matan Torah with a great level, a deeper level of Ahava and love and excitement for the Torah. But then we have to realize at the same time that it's not always going to be so exciting. Sometimes we've got other things in our head. We're tied with this, with the other. So together with that, we also have to be recovered upon ourselves, Ritz Hashem, that from Kabbalah Satorah we can imagine as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dibros, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leading us, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forcing us, as if Hashem is saying to us that once you've mekabel the Torah, you've had it, you have to do it now. It's now you have to keep it. That's the difference between during the week and Shabbos. Shabbos, we know the three meals of Shabbos are Keneged Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shabbos, everybody enjoys Shabbos. What's there not to enjoy about Shabbos? On every level, Shabbos is enjoyable. Friday night, geschmack, filled fish, chicken soup, right? Roast chicken, kigel, two types, three types, four, five types of kigel. And on a deeper level, you're singing smears at the table, you feel it ecstatic. Dvekas and Islavas to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. You have five types of kigel? when am I coming over?
And then on a deeper level, you're singing smears and you sing Divrei Torah at the table. And even on a deeper level, you sing Yibana Mikdash and you visualize the Bisa Mikdash. And as you go deeper and deeper and deeper, it just gets more and more tiny. That's the Chir Oynik of Shabbos. But during the week is Milchama, is back in time. Lechem is Milosh and Milchama. During the week, when you eat, there's no Zmiras. It doesn't taste as good as the Shabbos food. And there, you know, a person's got an avoider to tune into avoider Hashem. Say a halacha, have a sefer on the table. Everything works by forcing yourself. The initial stage is to force yourself. How does a guy appreciate Shabbos? In according to Tanashi, he fought with himself during the week. If a guy didn't fight with himself during the week in terms of, you know, attaining his levels, high levels of avoider Hashem, a person doesn't fight with himself during the week, he won't appreciate Shabbos. Just like if we want to go to Aseret Nibros, so of course we had the initial excitement, we were excited about Har Sinai. But that would have worn off. And then we wouldn't have been trained and disciplined to keep the Torah even without being excited. And then we would have never got to the real excitement. The only child that's going to grow up enjoying Torah is a child who, even at one point when he didn't want to learn, he was forced to learn. Obviously, you've got to let a child have his recreation. We're talking about everything in proportion. When you actually force him to do it, then the end is Tarasi al Tazayu. He won't want to leave Torah. That's how we have to view the weekdays and Shabbos. That's how we have to view preparing ourselves for Chag HaShavuos. And that's how we have to view our overall areas in our Avodas Hashem. Do it, you've got to do it anyways. Even when a person gets up in the morning one morning, he says, I'm not in the mood, I've got no Tainim now. I'm not in the mood. You can't just learn Torah when it's Tainim. You can't just daven when you're feeling Tainim. You've got to start davening anyways. But you're guaranteed if you start davening and you push yourself to daven properly, you push yourself to learn properly, is then you're going to get to an unbelievable level of learning. I remember once in a Maseret, I told a boy, he said, Mamish felt like, you know, he was spacing out and he felt like Mamish kind of feels that Torah is his enemy, like he feels like an iron gate, he can't break through it. So I said to him, you know what, I said, just learn 5 minutes, not more. Say to yourself that after 5 minutes, by hook or by crook, you have to cause a safety, you're not allowed to learn anymore. So he came back to me the next day and said that the 5 minutes turned into an hour and a half. Because those 5 minutes was murder. He much forced himself. He forced himself, but he knew it was only 5 minutes, so he survived. But after that 5 minutes, he suddenly felt such a tiny he couldn't put the safer down. As Mamash Nevo was saying. Inside him, he had it, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, obviously he didn't recover. Of course he wanted to learn. But putting it into practice, that's the Bechina, that's the sphere of Kabbalah, that's the sphere of Malchus. The sphere of Malchus is putting it into practice. Putting it into practice was difficult. For that, he had the Koyach of Dovra Melech. And the Dovra Melech was the Melech, he was a ruler. And Dovra Melech was one who taught us, who disciplined us, that a person has got to arrive to a stage where, Ashiva Raglai, Chashavti Drachai, Ashiva Raglai, ladies. Dovra Melech forced himself. Dovra Melech had many Nisyonis. The whole Sefer Tehillim is writing about all his Nisyonis. But the last pasuk of Tehillim is Kolam Hashem Tal Kar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I thank you so much for all these nisyonos. Because only by pushing myself through all these nisyonos that I had, through all my ups and downs that I had, only through pushing myself I could really appreciate what it was later. I could really delve into it. And that's the Tanai of Torah. Eina Torah Miskayem is Eli B'Misha Mei Misal Tzipalei. A person's going to kill himself over the Torah. If a person kills himself over the Torah, is then, in other words, a person pushes himself hard, is that eventually he'll enjoy Torah much greater than everybody else. Who is the Tana of Torah Shebal Peh? Rabbi Akiva. Torah Shebal Peh is the chelik of Torah that requires a lot of hard work. Who is the Tana? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Megillah, that the whole of Rabbi Akiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Akiva is the one at the age of 40 decided to start pushing himself. Right? He was an Amoris till he was 14. He says, you know what? Life's dragging on. He went to Cheder and he pushed himself. And he pushed himself and he became the Rabbi Akiva. He's the Shoresh and Torah Shebal Peh. This teaches us how a person has to push himself. But the more you push yourself, the more you'll get to it at the end. That's the Shana Pasuk in this week's Torah, in this week's Parasha. But Oisois, through the Oisois of Torah, through pushing yourself, through Atzeres of Libros, in the base of Oisum, you reach the stage of the Ovis HaKadosh. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, as we said earlier, they were the Bechina of it was Kulei Tainuk, it was Kulei Nishmak. It was cool that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do, automatically they did. You know what the Sfarim say? The Sfarim say that after the Akedah, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have to send an Ayel Acher? Alright, Hashem said, don't Shech Yitzchok. Finish. I don't need to Shech Yitzchok. Avraham turns around and he sees an Ayel. He sees a ram. He says, oh, I'm going to bring up a ram. Alright, who are you fooling? A ram you can bring up anytime. This was the sign of the Akedah. Now I take Yitzchak off the Mizbech and put a ram on the Mizbech. I mean, what's the thing of it? The answer is that because when it was Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring up Avraham Yitzchak on the Akedah, Avraham felt I felt such an excitement to bring up to Shecht his own son. When the Malach said, "Don't do it," it was a big letdown for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was so excited to do Ratzon Hashem. Now he told me it's not Ratzon Hashem, it's a big letdown. So therefore, Kabbi Yochanan HaKadosh Baruch Hu compensated him with an aisle that he could not bring about. That's the excitement that the Obos HaKadosh had. And everything they were excited to do, they actually were ready to carry it out. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu send the Malach down and say, "Don't do it." And it was hard for him not to do it. For us, we want to do it, but it's hard for us to do it. Avraham Avinu, he wants to do it so much to take him away, you've got to yank him away from there. And you have to give him an ayah lacher, otherwise who knows whether he'll be able to keep himself back from not bringing up Yitzhak on the Mizbeach. That's such a bechin of Yitzhak and Ahava, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov. That's pshat of Esenim and Rankova. We're working towards that in Mitzvashem, but we have to realize that till we get to that level, we still have to force ourselves at times. The more we force ourselves, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the more we're going to get there. That's the idea of Chag HaShavuos. We're tired at night, we stay up. We're tired and we push ourselves even further. We're more tired, we push ourselves even further. We'd love to go to bed, have an early night. No. Shavuos is all about Mepi HaGvur. It's all about Yad Ve'Amen. It's all about ruling, teaching Sheftim Sheitru, Titim Achal B'chol Sherecha. Teaching yourself to rule over yourself. And then the next day, Shavuos, Kulal Memoidim, everybody agrees that Shavuos be in an Ami Lachem. Everybody agrees that Shavuos you need Lachem. You need to take it easy, you need to relax. That's only after you push yourself the night before. Always the pushing yourself leads to the greatest relaxation. Sadiqim, Big Tamid Acham, we learn hours, they're not pushing themselves anymore. But they all had that initial Nesoyin that they had to push themselves in the beginning. And because they pushed themselves so much in the beginning, even though they're a Cheshik to learn, still they pushed themselves.
They're not pushing themselves anymore, you say?
Now, learning for them is the greatest time. Now, that's what Moriah says.
It's still to push, though.
It's not an Indian, I don't want to do it, okay, I'll do it. It's, I can't get away from it. I is tired. If it is love for Torah, it doesn't let him get away from it. They're the beginning of the obvious acquisition, obvious Indian on the cover. Everybody is created differently. But it's guaranteed that every person who has a certain period, whether it's a period, even, it doesn't have to be talking about in his life, even talking about, you know, even on a certain day, you push yourself at the beginning of the day, you see at the end of the day it goes smooth. You push yourself at the beginning of your learning years, you see the rest of your learning years are going to go smooth. That's an absolute tough, because we are B'nai Avraham.